Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and your blessings over others, instead of cursing yourself and those around you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, A Time for New Beginnings.
Speak the Word.
God likens us to eagles, brothers and sisters. He wants us to soar higher. He wants you to be successful. In Isaiah 40, he said, but those that trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And let's read that same verse coming from the Amplified Bible. It says, those that wait for the Lord, who expect and look for and hope in him, they shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up to the sun, and they shall walk and not faint or become tired. We have talked about how we need to make God bigger than our problem. And the way we do this, saints, is to focus on what the Word of God has to say about what we're going through. Think about just how powerful His words are, what you can do if you would just act on His Word. Paul said in Acts 27, he said, I believe God, and I believe it will be just as He said. Hallelujah. We need to strive to get to this place in our faith. Saints, you will need a spirit of determination. For if you're determined enough, there are no devils in hell or person that will be able to keep you from the blessings of God or keep you from fulfilling your purpose. But you'll need to be consistent in agreeing with God and acting on His Word, and you will need to obey God's Word and do what it tells you to do. In other words, you have to make God bigger than your problem. I found myself today listening to some things about the world and what's going on, and I thought later I repented of it, and I said, Lord, here I am listening to this. I need to be focused on the things above and not on the things around me. You're going to have to press forward now and do like Paul and not look back. Philippians 3:14, Paul said, I don't look back. He said, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For if you don't press forward, saints, you will end up in the same place next year, going around that same old mountain, that same old merry-go-round, like I said in Deuteronomy 2, where God told him, he said, you have run around this mountain country long enough. He said, turn northward. As I said before, north means to go higher. He wants you to soar like the eagles does above your storms. You know, our Father does not want you going around the same old mountain, maybe working that same old job, suffering from the same pain or suffering from the same disease. God is doing a new thing, saints. If you will let go of the past things, he says in Isaiah 42, he said, behold, the former things have come to pass and new things I now declare. He said, before they spring forth, I will tell you. And he wants to do a new thing in your life too. My question to you again, do you want to be in the same place next year at this time in your life, or are you willing to make the necessary changes so you can be in a different place in your spiritual life, your jobs, your relationships, etc.? And as I said before, God likens us to eagles, brothers and sisters. He wants us to soar higher. He wants you to be successful. In Isaiah 40, he said, but those that trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And let's read that same verse coming from the Amplified Bible. It says, those that wait for the Lord, who expect. Are you expecting out there? Yes. Praise God, I am. He said, who expect and look for and hope in him. They shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up to the sun, and they shall walk and not faint or become tired. We need to make God bigger than our problem. And the way we do this, saints, is to focus on what the Word of God has to say about what we're going through. There are scriptures on healing. There are scriptures on finances. There are scriptures on broken marriages, promotions on your job, as I said earlier. In Isaiah 40:28, he says, "Have you not known?" And that's a question mark. "Have you not heard?" he said. That's a question mark. "The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint," he says, "or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Hallelujah. He said, "He gives power to the faint and the weary. And to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound." God has a word for you today, and he's always going to back up that word. We just have to find the word and give it back to him. In Isaiah 43:26, he said, "Put me in remembrance, remind me of your merits. Let us plead and argue together that you may be justified and proved right." In other words, so he can plead your case with you. And that was what I was doing earlier, talking about sleeping and being my father's beloved. I was giving him back his word. That's what I mean, that he is my beloved and he gives me sweet sleep. And so he backs his word up. So he began to give me sweet sleep. I confessed it and he gave it to me. So you understand what I'm saying? That's what I mean when I say pick up the word and give it back to him. He has instructed us to speak to the mountain, according to Mark 11:23. Remember, he said, whatever he saith, he's telling you to speak. He didn't say that he would speak for you. He said, "You say." That "you" means me and you. Okay? It doesn't mean God. He's also told us to call those things to be not as though they are. You'll find that in Romans 4:17. Call means to summons. This is very important. Call means to summons. So when we're calling things, we're really summoning them. We're going to have to stop summoning up those things that we don't want and begin summoning up the things that we do want. Do you agree with me on that? Yes. Think of it like this. Some of you have been summoned to court, perhaps to serve on the jury or be a witness. And when you got summoned, you didn't have any choice but to go. If you didn't go, they'd come and get you and lock you up. You had to go. So think of that when you're summoning up. And that is the way it is with the word of God, brothers and sisters. When we speak God's word and call those things that be not, we are summoning these things to things that we're calling. We're summoning them. They have to come. He said his word would not return unto him void, according to Isaiah 55:11. He said they will not return without producing any effect, but accomplish that which he pleased and purposed. Praise the Lord. The same way that you summon up things that you don't want, the negative words that you speak, you also summon up the things of God by agreeing with him. We could take a quick inventory and we could see what you've been summoning. I heard a minister friend of mine say once that he could talk with someone just a few minutes and tell what they have been planting or what you might be summoning, and I can too. I'm no different from most. I have had to speak to my share of mountains, cast out a few demons. I've had tons of opportunities to be fearful and still do. Opportunities to doubt God's word. But I pray this time next year that all of you listening will be soaring with the eagles on a higher level, for God likens you to an eagle. An eagle soars above the storm, and with God on your side, you can soar too. Praise God. You know, when this attacked me tonight, I wanted to sit down. I wanted to quit and say, let me do this again some other time. But we can't always quit. And things that God gives us to do don't always go smoothly. A lot of people think that if God's given you something to do, it's going to go smoothly. But that's not true. As a matter of fact, when the Lord gives you something to do, the enemy is going to fight you. You know, so don't let him scare you off just because everything don't go the way that you want it. The point is, he wants you in order to get those changes that you want in your life is to seek him more and stay in his word more, be more obedient, to focus more on the things of the above and less on the things of the world. As a matter of fact, he tells us to be babies in the things of the world, but be giants in his word.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak. every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord, for courage. I thank you for strength. I thank you, Father, for all those that are listening online. I thank you for all those that are sitting in the congregation tonight. I pray, Father, for those that you have blessed and you've given them. Everyone has a calling on their life. Everyone is anointed to do something. Maybe they're not anointed to stand in the pulpit or to sing, but they're anointed. So, Father, I pray that they'll get off that merry-go-round that they've been on or just stop going around that same mountain, still doing the same things over and over and over, but yet everything remains the same. Nothing changes. Sometimes, Father, people wonder why nothing changes, but it's not changing because they're going around the same mountain. They've got to get off the mountain. They've got to get off the merry-go-round, and they've got to start doing the things that will bring the change. And so, Father God, I pray with all my heart that they heard this word and that they will be blessed by it and that they will remember that, and they will not stay in the same place. And this time next year, there will be changes in their lives, Lord, and they'll be giving testimony to you and glorifying your name, for you, Father God, are the one that's going to bring it. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.